Exodus 20, verse 13 says, "Thou shalt not kill." And so that's not just talking about, you know, obviously in battle you would kill somebody. That's not murder. But this killing is talking about murder. And I'll prove that to you. Turn to Matthew chapter 19, verse 18. And Jesus actually explains to us. See, the New Testament's going to give light on the Old Testament every time. So Jesus explains to us what this type of killing is talking about. Matthew chapter 19, verse 18. "He said unto him, which?" Jesus said, "Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness." So Jesus is saying, you know, one of the Ten Commandments is, "Thou shalt do no murder." So what does Exodus chapter 20, verse 13 mean? It says, "Thou shalt not do no murder." So we're not supposed to murder people, right? That's pretty obvious. I'm not going to have a raise of hands of people that have killed people in here because I just don't want to know. I don't want to have to turn you into the police at the end of the sermon. But so anyway, so if you kill yourself, you're still committing murder, all right? So it's not just, well, it's my body, my choice, right? That's not what that means. So, you know, obviously the abortion people would say, "Oh, it's my body, my choice." No, it's actually an infant's body. Yep. It's the baby's body. Amen. The baby's body is just inside your body. Yep. But, you know, women would say, "Well, it's my body, my choice." Well, that's a living being inside of you.
Yep.
It's another human being. God, you know, creates life in the womb the moment conception happens. All right, that which is conceived in thy womb is of the Holy Ghost is what was told to Mary, right? So once you conceive, then you are with child, and that means that's another human being inside your womb. Yep. And you know what? It's wicked as hell today, this abortion holocaust that's going on. And I'll kick that dog while I walk past it every single time because it's wicked.
Yeah, good.
And I'm so sick of even all these Hollywood weirdos, you know, cheering for people like that lady that held up that trophy or whatever, and she was like, "If I had to, you know, killed my first child, then I wouldn't be having this trophy." Well, you know, you just sacrifice your child on the altar of Molech and Baal so that you could get a trophy made of gold. It's pretty weird. It's a sick world we're living in. You know, it was actually kind of nice being in Boise. The streets were all clean. You know, there wasn't a bunch of trash and bums all over the place. It was actually pretty nice. You know, and then as soon as I flew back into Portland, they start seeing the cat-eared people, you know what I'm talking about, and the people with green hair and all the dykes and all that stuff. It's just like, ugh. Just wanted to puke. It's like, can Boise, like, be, like, transplanted to here? Or, I don't know. The streets of Boise. Man, it is conservative there. You know, they got their own challenges, of course. But man, I loved having seen clean streets and no bum hotels where trash is just left everywhere. You know, they move in one place and then all their filth is left behind them and some poor person has to come and clean that stuff up. It's disgusting. But anyway, I got off track of the sermon again. So, but it just makes me mad, obviously. And the mentality that people have that it's just okay to kill unborn children. So how about you kill yourself if you think you know, that's a point where I'd say just kill yourself if you think that, you know, killing children's fine, because it's wicked.
Yeah.
You know, it's not supposed to be a form of birth control.